This is Open Talk Radio, The Flash.
I know. He's extraordinary.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. This is the Royal Rumble pre-show with Dominic and Martez. Right here, of course, again on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. I definitely want to, before we get into today's show, I want to thank the Lord above for giving us another chance and for giving us the ability to talk again and to do the things that we love. So I always want to thank the Lord above for giving us that opportunity. Today is a big show today. I'm still awaiting for Dominic to tap into the show. So we're waiting on Dominic to tap into the show. But today is a big day. Today is the Royal Rumble. The Royal Rumble is tonight, which is one of the biggest events, not just in the world of wrestling, but I feel like in the world of sports. The Royal Rumble is a very historic event. There's nothing else like it in wrestling and in sports. And for some reason tonight, I feel like tonight is going to be a special night for the WWE and for the Royal Rumble. I'm expecting a lot of great things tonight. I'm expecting a lot of surprises. I'm expecting some great finishes. I'm expecting anybody but Brock Lesnar to win the Royal Rumble tonight. Let me just get that out the way. I'm expecting anybody but Brock Lesnar to win the Royal Rumble tonight. I got nothing against Brock Lesnar, but I think it'll be a travesty if Brock Lesnar wins tonight. I think it'll be a disrespect to wrestling in general if they let Brock Lesnar win tonight. So that's something to look at for tonight. And that's something that I'm hoping for, that anybody but Brock Lesnar will win tonight. So many good matches tonight that we want to dive into once Dominic tap in. I really don't like doing this show without Dominic. You know, Dominic is a heck of a tag team partner. He balances me out. But there he is. Dominic is here now. I'll bring him in shortly, but... But this is, like I said, this is a heck of a night, a great night in the world of wrestling. And there's something about this pay-per-view tonight that has me excited. I've been excited about this pay-per-view since this morning. There's so much to talk about with this Royal Rumble today. We're going to dive into these matches, match by match. But Dominic, first of all, once again, happy Sunday to you. I know we talked about an hour ago, but happy Sunday to you.
Hey, happy Sunday. What's going on?
Oh, man, nothing much, man. The show, it wasn't official until you tapped in, man. Like, you just made the show. I said, you just made the show greater, bro.
Oh, man, it's already great. You ain't got to go above.
Listen, I know we're going to dive into these matches tonight, but I was telling the people what I'm looking forward to tonight, but what are some things that you're looking forward to tonight? Because I know we talked before we came on air, and there's some things that you're excited to see and that you're hoping for.
A lot of surprise returns. That's just the main key tonight. The matches, besides the Royal Rumble matches, I'm not too fond of match card. Not even the false count anywhere against Roman and Corbin. The strap match versus Fiend versus Bryant. I'm just ready for the Rumble.
I'm right there with you, man. I'm right there with you. It seemed like everything else was just thrown together. Like these matches, they don't have any sizzle, no flavor to the matches. And it seems as if the Royal Rumble is actually the main course. And I think they intending it to be that way.
Oh, yeah. Lately, you know, it's kind of last minute throw together, trying to, you know, either spark a storyline that's slowly dying or keep some momentum going with a storyline that's dying. But, I'm just set for the Rumble. I don't see no, maybe spoiler. I'll say one title change. I believe I'm forgetting her name. The women's title match. SmackDown card. Evan Lacey versus Bayley.
All right. Well, let not to cut you off. Let's just start there. If we're gonna start jumping into the matches, let's just start with that match. Since we're gonna start jumping into it. Yeah. So we might as well start here.
My prediction. I feel like Lacey Evans going to win, but maybe via disqualification. I strongly believe. We can start doing predictions. Other female title match, Becky Wonderbell versus Asuka. What was you gonna say?
I was gonna stay with that match for a little bit, and then we can move on to the other females match. I'm right there with you. I don't think Lacey Evans picks up the victory tonight because the last few weeks she's been looking very strong. Between Bayley and Sasha Banks, she's been looking very strong. So I don't think they're going to put the strap on her tonight. I'm thinking they may want to wait to WrestleMania or continue with this.
Yeah, that's what I want to say. Like maybe a via disqualification because Lacey Evans has been kind of getting too emotional with this storyline, you know, it's kind of getting, every time she comes strong, she gets like bomber emotional and same old, you know, I understand what, you know, I support the cause, what she's doing, but it's just not being great. Yeah, it's just too, like, we don't want to, man or female, we don't want a clean, you know, vulnerable champ. You know what I'm trying to say?
I totally do.
Miss Bailey, kind of she set the tone, the go home song, SmackDown, the ambush, and the usual that started every female that's participating brawl. But Bailey and Sasha's kind of been getting the best out of her, playing the mind games and, you know, the tactics and tweaking and you know, trying to get her riled, and, you know, they've been doing a good job. She's getting her riled up, but she just got to keep that anger and frustration contained and stay focused. And yeah, so you're saying a Bailey win?
Yeah, I'm saying Bailey was going to pick up the victory tonight, but I agree with your assessment of it, and maybe it's some kind of disqualification or interference type of scenario. But I got Bailey picking up the victory tonight.
My heart, just at the end of the day, I want my lovable Bailey still remain champ. No, man, she's supposed to be, she's going to be a lovable to me. I just want to hug her.
What? Hey, you can have Bailey, as long as you don't take Sasha from me.
Oh, we're going to have to go on a steel cage match for that one.
Yeah, I'm gonna have that front gate unlocked already, so I can win the match right away, man. You know how I like to shift gears, so please keep me in check for real. But I know we still talking about this matchup, but you know how I get, man. I could see a scenario where this carries out to WrestleMania, but we have a triple threat scenario with Sasha, Bayley, and Miss USA. I can see that formulating because this wouldn't be a good time to give Lacey the belt. I would like to see that formulate.
Formulate, you want it? That may be a possibility because you know, spoiler and one of the, not jumping ship. You know, mm-hmm. Sasha is in the Royal Rumble and she's one of the female favorites to win. So, mm-hmm. And I think there's so much rumor to talk of that, they need to, Sasha needs to, bring back the backstabbing boss persona and kind of, turn shifts against Bayley, but, be a more of a face character doing so.
They need to do something different with Sasha because I don't like this current heel run. It was cool at first, but I don't like Sasha all of a sudden. She's weak now. She runs from fights. I don't like that. I know they have a history of doing that when they turn faces.
Yeah,
and
you know Sasha.
And that's what.
Sorry, go ahead.
That's what bothered me real quick. That's what bothered me about the whole Stone Cold when he officially turned heel. He all of a sudden became a coward. And that's why I really wasn't vibing with that heel turn after WrestleMania.
You remember,
I don't know what
you're talking about.
What? Huh?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought that heel turn. I thought you were talking about the one where he joined the Alliance.
I think that all coincides together in my opinion. Speaking of when him and Mr. McMahon aligned with each other.
Yeah, I forgot. I think that's. Yeah, but anyways, man, let's go up to the next match.
We're gonna move on to the Raw Women's Title matchup.
Yeah. Your girl Becky Lynch versus the Emperor Asuka.
Yeah, this has been a personal build-up for Becky Lynch. Becky Lynch has been on record with saying that Asuka is the only person that she can't beat. I really enjoy how they're building this because it's also making Asuka look unbeatable again, or to some degree. I like to see this vulnerable, this weak side of Becky Lynch. But, Dominic, I'm going to start off with the prediction. I'm going to take Becky Lynch. I think this is a no-brainer that Becky Lynch is going to pick up the victory tonight clean. It's going to be a clean victory. And this is, once and for all, she's going to shut the mouth of Asuka. So I got Becky picking up the victory tonight.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest Becky DeMond, Kool-Aid drinking, as you would say. But yeah, I'm gonna have to throw it to Becky. Asuka is kind of getting very dull. I mean, she's trying, but it's just I don't see Asuka heading towards WrestleMania, and like WrestleMania as the champion. A good pop, so they gotta keep it on Becky.
Right. Definitely.
So, yeah.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. So, moving on. What's the next one? All right.
Moving along, we got this match that just came. It came out of nowhere, really. But I don't have a problem with it. But we have Shorty G taking on Sheamus. What you think about that? Shorty G versus
that's the opening pre-show match. I have so much problems with it. One, a strong superstar like Sheamus shouldn't be going after, a superstar caliber of Shorty J. He needs to be, going after, this SmackDown. I mean, he should be, going after, a Braun Strowman or Elias or, someone of that caliber. They was running out of, entry matches. They could have had a tag team. Do they have a SmackDown? They could have put together any other match, interesting match besides this one, because this is, as we were calling in this segment, let's go to the bathroom, get some nachos type of match. Being honest.
And bro, that's real, because I think this cheapens the return of Sheamus. All that build up for about 4 weeks, Sheamus returning to restore order to SmackDown. Sheamus, I'm returning to basically lay down a law. You guys are the wrestlers here at SmackDown. You're weak. You're not like me. I think it cheapens that build up, and they do that a lot, like cheapen a build up, or waste a particular talent. But I'm right there with you. I'm not okay with this Shorty G versus Sheamus matchup. He could have came back to strike against Cesaro for what it's worth, or anybody stronger than Shorty G. Taking nothing from Shorty G, because I think Shorty G is special.
I'm kind of upset that they didn't bring back. They didn't. That's nothing. I'm kind of upset they didn't bring him back with Cesaro and kind of trying to still pair them together, but kind of still try to. Some way, still both have a single competitive run if they can, but still be a tag team. They can really, as well. I mean, before the injury, they were setting the bar for the tag team division. Mm-hmm. They tore it up on Raw, and then came to SmackDown, and even raised it even higher. I'm not interested in it.
If this experiment with Sheamus, if we want to call it an experiment, if this doesn't go over well, I could see them down the road putting them back together, because Cesaro is a lost cause with Sami Zayn and Nakamura. Based on my opinion, he's like a forgotten man, and once again, they continue to dog out Cesaro. And I'm not trying to switch subjects, but Cesaro deserves a little bit more love than what he's getting. And I can't
see it. Just real quick, and I'll let you finish. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to stick with you with Cesaro. Hello?
Yeah, I'm with you. Mm-hmm.
I think Cesaro may be the one of many that may have to go back to NXT just for opportunities. I could definitely see him going over to NXT UK, and there he can probably be get a good worthy title shot in a title reign that he will be. What's the term? Glory, and he could probably do something, but yeah. He's that's this guy that's just really getting overlooked. It's about time for his due. Oh, sorry.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
we're not going to spend too much time on that match. What's the next one you want to talk about?
I just want to acknowledge, Antoine, we'll be bringing you on shortly. We're just going to run through these matches, and then we'll bring you on to comment on tonight's Royal Rumble, because we know you have a lot to say. And you are indeed Mr. Popularity. People just don't know. You are Mr. Popularity in this wrestling community. So we're going to bring you on shortly to comment on tonight's Royal Rumble. But let's dive into this United States Championship matchup with Andrade and Humberto Carrillo. I know I don't have a huge vocabulary, but I like this a lot. I like this Andrade, Humberto Carrillo, Rey Mysterio, this whole Latino thing that's going on. This, if you may want to call it a luchador thing. They're not really luchadors, in my opinion. But I like this whole thing they got going on with these three. I look forward to this matchup, because the last time these two went head-to-head, it was a sensational matchup. I think Humberto picked up the victory one of the times that they went up against each other. And Andrade, he always delivers. One thing about Andrade, he's never going to give you a bad match. I haven't seen a horrible match from him yet. And I look forward to this particular matchup, and I'm definitely going to pick Andrade to pick up the victory to continue on as your United States champion, Dominic.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Berto May, I feel like he's just going to probably put up an effort, but I feel like Andrade at the end is going to come through. Because, you know, he got Zelina near his side. She's going to, you know, help and claw and sell, and, you know, sell and bump and take bumps just for him to retain the title at the end of that day. Another one of my favorites.
Absolutely.
Yeah, stop laughing.
She's a cutie patootie. She's a cutie patootie, man.
Yeah. What?
She's probably in the top five, my top five right now. You know, but we'll talk about that on another show.
Oh,
on another.
Yeah. Okay.
That's probably going to be the show that takes us off the air, man.
Huh?
I said that's going to be the show to take us off the air.
No, I don't think we're going to get taken off the air.
Who you got winning this victory? Because I think we probably need to move a little faster. That's my fault.
what's match is this?
Who do you got?
Anywhere or
Andrade matchup. I didn't hear your selection.
Yeah, Andrade. You remember I said, you know, with Zelina, having Zelina near his side, you know, Zelina's going to help claw, that's what I said, claw and bump and sell, do whatever it takes to keep Andrade the U.S. champ.
Yep, absolutely. All right, let's move on to this False Count Anywhere matchup. Pretty generic matchup, pretty bland matchup. Roman Reigns versus King Corbin. I have to give it to them. They've displayed the ability to put on a good rivalry, but it's still boring to me.
it's
a good rivalry that's boring.
Yeah.
I know that's kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But who do you got picking up the victory?
Okay. I feel like Big Dog got to be the victor this time. Big Dog will bark. I'm going to go with Roman. They're both going to pull out tricks. You know, Baron been his mid-card mischief, and or whatever the court jesters, whatever you want to call them, been helping him out in his court, and they've been kind of getting the best. But I think Roman now, with the way having the Usos back by his side, they should be able to help him.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm right there with you. I got Roman Reigns picking up the victory. This is the Roman Reigns. This is Roman Reigns' year to come back to glory. So yeah, I got Roman Reigns picking up the victory. We got about three more matches to go. This is the Royal Rumble pre-show. This is our second annual pre-show. Last year, it was a party. Last year, we had everybody, I think, from Kayfabe, the People Band, here last year doing this show with us. This is our second annual Royal Rumble pre-show. Dominic, let's move on to this WWE Universal Title matchup, the strap matchup with Bray Wyatt versus Daniel Bryan. For me, this is a toss-up. This is going to be the first time I can't make a selection because I just don't know. Part of me feel that Daniel can pull off the upset. Part of me feel like there's a lot of momentum to get Daniel Bryan back to that main status that he was a few years ago. And then a part of me feels as if the Fiend is going to win. I'm just not sure. So I know I'm going to take the coward way out, but it's 50-50. But what do you got?
Go follow your gut. But matches all just aside, not even trying to be funny or trying to, be a comedian. I understand. I'm kind of, this is me being political and back as if I'm a source. With the Fiend, is the hottest thing right now. You know, they kind of messed up putting the belt on him too. Putting the belt on the Fiend. And so now with him being the highest thing, keeping him going afloat was in the WWE, I have to say, Fiend's going to win it. I don't think everybody's just yet ready. I mean, they want to, but I don't think they're ready yet to put the title back on Daniel Bryan, even though he had a good, it was good, somewhat stale title run when he became a heel that, that we finally got. I see the Fiend, and what I'm hearing, the Fiend is still going to be champion. Because it may be, like you said, once again, not keep going back, but we got to keep moving forward. Sources saying, like you're saying, this is the year of Roman. So I think one of the guys that they want to next up, that is in line for to take his title, is Roman. So I would love to see, Daniel win, but I don't feel like it's going to happen today.
I like the way you broke that down. And I like everything you said about the Fiend. I think they gave him the belt too soon, but he has done a good job since having the belt. But I would have liked to see him get the belt no later than WrestleMania. But I agree with you. They did give him the belt too soon. But why push Daniel Bryan like this and put him back into our hearts like this if you're not going to get him the title? That's why I do believe there's going to be outside interference in this matchup. If Bryan doesn't win, it's going to be because of outside interference from The Miz. Because the Fiend won't be able to beat him clean just because.
You think The Miz is going to kind of interfere in him and John Morrison?
Yeah.
Or you think he it's just going to be Miz by himself?
Yeah, I think it's going to be Miz by himself. But let's move on. We got two more matches. And I know, Antoine, you've been waiting patiently. I don't know if it's Coco T. We're on the line or Antoine. I guess we'll find out. But let's go to the Women's Royal Rumble matchup, which is heavily talked about because it's the same with the Men's Royal Rumble. It's the unknown. There's a lot of competitors, female-wise, that's going to be in this matchup.
I think the females gonna have just like the men's. We only know seven confirmed competitors. I think the females is going to have a lot of surprises, surprise entry. Police believe we're going to get quite a few NXT call-ups, surprise entries, definitely for the females. Who's your favorite to win, sir?
I haven't really processed that, Dominic. I don't have a favorite. I'm just more excited about the surprises when it comes down to the females' Royal Rumble. I hope Ronda Rousey returns tonight. That's my bold prediction that she's going to return tonight. I guess if she returns, they're not going to let her lose the Royal Rumble. So I guess that will be my pick. But I'm looking forward to seeing that. Nia Jax, I've been missing her. I hope she comes back tonight. Tamina. Oh, Naomi. Naomi, please, I pray to God she shows up tonight. So I'm looking forward to the return more than the actual winner itself. I can't see Sasha winning it. I know you said that earlier. I can't see her winning it. I can actually
see... Well, I said she's a favorite.
Okay.
Now.
My bad. My bad. I take
you know what I'm saying. Yeah, well, I'm saying she's one of the favorites. I'm kind of being ear hustling slash predict, you know, being predicted, but, you know, yeah, that's one of my top, and I agree with that's one of my top fives I can see. But my bold prediction is I feel like the winner of the females is going to be an NXT caller. And you want to know who that is?
Who is that?
Huh? It's one around the Rousey partner in crime, Shayna Baszler. It has to be because I want to see at WrestleMania. I want to see a Baszler versus Becky.
Oh, I mean, like I said,
I give Ronda her props. I would like to see her return, but I don't want to see her win. I want to see her just come back just to fall short.
Really?
I know.
That just hurt
you know
soul.
Me. I guess it's me. If anybody listens to the show, when I have high hopes for someone or I don't care about a certain competitor, I kind of sound cold blooded. I know.
If you
don't like it, you know, do like the other haters do. Call in.
Okay, last thing, we'll go over to the men's Royal Rumble match. This is a far-fetched idea that Stephanie McMahon enters the women's Royal Rumble and she wins it. That's just my far-fetched idea of who can win Royal Rumble.
So, she's another one. She's a surprise one, but I will not like to see her win.
Yeah.
I would like to see her headline WrestleMania.
Yeah. A lot of people.
I don't know if she does. Well, I mean, I can see it, but it's going to be like it won't be a good showing. That means if she wins. Now, let's stick with that prediction. If she wins the Royal Rumble, see, only way I can see it is she wins the Royal Rumble if the title, I can see definitely with her, if the title was on the line in the Rumble, if Becky was in the Rumble, and if she be a surprise entry and somehow cheat and win, that, you know, that her point at WrestleMania would be a Ronda Rousey. Because I could see that feud going with them two. But I think she's going to be, if she enters, Stephanie's definitely going to be the short entry, the comedy act for the females.
Yeah.
You know, she's going to be the...
I'm right there with you, and Antoine,
you know,
thanks for being patient. But listen, I could see three ideas on the main table down in Connecticut, in the main office, three ideas. Ronda Rousey versus Becky Lynch. If Ronda Rousey if she doesn't sign up for that matchup, then they have a plan B. And that plan B is not Shayna Baszler versus Becky Lynch. I think a Stephanie McMahon versus Becky Lynch would be more appealing than a Shayna Baszler versus Becky Lynch. So I think the plan A is Ronda Rousey winning it and taking on Becky Lynch. But like I said, if that doesn't work out, then Stephanie McMahon, I could see her winning it, and I could see her taking on Becky Lynch. Because they've been going back and forth on Twitter or whatever over the last year about possibly, I think, fighting each other. I think that'll be entertaining. That'll be an entertaining build-up to WrestleMania.
You have your pick, sir. I'm not gonna argue.
Dominic. I get what you're trying to do, man. I get what you're trying to do. Let's move on to the Man's Royal Rumble matchup. And this, I'm gonna give you my sleeper, and I'm gonna give you who I think will win. My pick to win it is Drew McIntyre. I think this is a no-brainer. I think this is McIntyre's year. I think this is the best time to cash in on Drew McIntyre. You know, he's basically done everything you asked him to do. Like, he's done everything you asked him to do. It's time for Drew McIntyre to ascend to the WWE title match at WrestleMania. Also, Roman Reigns, he's an obvious selection. He's an obvious pick. But my sleeper pick is the one and only King Baron Corbin. I hear that Vince likes him so much that he wants to give him a huge push. So I can see Baron Corbin winning the Royal Rumble tonight just to further piss people off. And this would take Baron Corbin to a whole nother level. So that's my sleeper, Baron Corbin. And,
is it my turn now?
You can have the rest of the show because I'm done talking, because we're going to bring on Antoine after you're done.
Oh, look at you. I got like two sleepers, if I can say. So my two sleeper is another one than McIntyre, and my other one is Fight on Spike. I said it on the previous show. He's one of my favorites. That's been getting a heavy push, and you know, he's been overlooked, and he deserves title shot. He got one. It wasn't. I feel like it was too soon, but I took it, but then appreciated it. But yeah. Those are my two sleepers. My winner. I don't have a confirmed winner.
Oh, wow. Really?
I feel like this may be a spoiler one. I feel like it's maybe a controversial one. Like, it may go down to a botch fix that they may have to redo or go, you know, reset. Like, I feel like I said, when we get to the final four, it may be Roman, it may be McIntyre, and maybe KO, and maybe Corbin. I feel like those few, and then, you know, the surprise entry, and maybe Edge.
Yeah.
Maybe CM Punk. We hearing those guys are the surprise entries in this year's Royal Rumble.
Killer Cross.
You said Killer Cross?
Yeah, I'm hearing he might show up tonight.
Killer Cross. I'm hearing Keith Lee, who's been my wrestler of the my wrestler on the rise. That's probably even for next show. I'm shout out to Keith Lee, man. I've been giving that man so many praises to the point it actually, you know, he actually achieved and believed and went in the North American title, Roger Strong.
It's like everything you say on here, WWE listen to you, and then they do it the next show. You said Keith Lee is going to be the next. He's going to hold the strap soon, and then think 2 days later, he won the strap. So Dominic, like you like Nostradamus around here, bro.
Man, that's kind of scary, man. I mean, it's a gift and a curse, I guess.
Yeah, and you gonna have people calling you Hey, next thing you know, you gonna have people calling you, asking you to talk to the dead and this and that, because they think you know everything. So be prepared.
Oh, man. Yeah. Gift and a curse, like I said. But man, to end it all up, so we can bring out the guests. I really don't have a strong single winner, guys. Like the names I threw out, I feel like are the favorites, but I cannot choose. If I got to choose one, you know, I like to go. I don't like to be so much on the bad way, but I will give props. I don't want to go, you know, when everybody's saying this person, you know, I got to be the needle in the haystack or the rotten apple. I'm going to be like CM Punk. I want to see Keith Lee. Boom. Mic drop. And there you have it, people. Keith Lee.
I like that. Dominic, I had to step away for a moment to let Antoine know that we're going to bring him on, but I heard you talk about CM Punk, and I would love it for CM Punk to show up in some kind of way, shape, form, or fashion. Even if he interferes in somebody's matchup, I would love that. He necessarily doesn't have to be in the Royal Rumble, but I would love to hear that, the beginning of his song. You know, I would love that, man. That would make my day. And as I put on Facebook, if I hear you think you know me, dun, 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 I'm going to lose it, man. I'm going to lose it, man. All right, let's go to the phones, okay? And I'm done for tonight. This is going to be the Antoine and Dominic show because they know more about wrestling than I do. I just fake like I know wrestling. All right, Antoine, you're on the Royal Rumble pre-show for Coco. I don't know who it is.
Oh, baby, you know it's me. It's the one and only, the ace that plays the bass. Leader and founder of Kayfabe, the people's band, the black man Coco T. Wears in the house, daddy. How y'all feeling tonight?
Hey, I'm feeling good, man.
We ready to rumble.
National holiday.
That's what I'm talking about, baby.
Right.
We are live and in Technicolor. We finna get fucking like a monkey, baby. And let me tell you right now, outside of WrestleMania, Royal Rumble is probably my favorite pay-per-view of the Big Four, baby. You get all kind of stuff happening at one time, and you just never know who's going to show up, who's going to pop up at one time. And speaking of popping up at one time, I got a special surprise guest for y'all tonight. I got a special guest. Is you ready or is you ready?
Are we ready? We ready. Bring it.
Well, let me tell you right now, I've not unveiled many people from the band, baby. But here, let me let you know right now, standing here to my immediate right, she is the quiver in my liver. She is the sapphire to my American dream, Dusty Rhodes, y'all. She is the Khaleesi of kayfabe, the sensational Sweet Dennis. Say hello to everybody, sensational. Bask in my glory. Bask in the glory of the queen, sensational Sweet Denny, the Khaleesi of kayfabe. Hallelujah.
Ooh, ooh.
The firebringer and silence. The firebringer and the fire singer. Bask in her glory.
We're basking, all right. Wow.
That's right, Daddy.
How do you feel about tonight's Royal Rumble?
Oh, brother, first of all, let me tell you, I'm feeling real good about this Royal Rumble. Regarding to the Royal Rumble match, first and foremost with the men's, I'm putting my money on Drew McIntyre, baby. Something's going to go down real good with him. I think something dramatic. I think he's going to find a way to knock Brock Lesnar off that ring. But you know what I think? As a fun twist, I think Keith Lee is going to be in this Royal Rumble. And I think somewhere betwixt Drew McIntyre and Keith Lee, them fellas going to get tangled up with Brock. And I believe Drew is going to knock them both over somehow in a dramatic fashion. I just got a feeling. And for the women's, I'm calling it now. Shayna Baszler is going to pop up and win it all, Daddy.
Yes.
I can see it happening.
Yes. My son of stars knows everything about that. So listen to him when he says that Shayna Baszler be the one.
You heard it from the queen herself, y'all. The Khaleesi herself, baby.
She has spoken, man. She has spoken.
That's right. That's right. The queen has spoken, y'all. And let me tell you, she got pipes on her. She can sing her tail off, baby. She will sing your socks happy. Let me let you know that right now.
Are we at liberty to put you? Can we put you on the spot right now? Can you all sing something? Or we want to wait for a even more special.
You have to wait. You have to wait, peasants. If you want to see us, then come see us where we are.
Hey, I don't even fight the queen on that one, brother. What she says goes.
Hey, that's all right with us. That's all right with us. Hey, Dominic, you got anything you want to chime in about with Coco?
No. Me and Coco sound like we on the same page. We on the
same
level.
Oh, that's right, brother. Brother Dime, great minds think alike, baby. Let me tell you that right now.
And this is the greatest mind right here. My son and stars
Ooh.
Has the greatest wrestling mind there is.
Ooh. Ooh.
You see why I got her, fellas? You see why I got her? I'm so lucky. I'm too lucky to have her.
Hey,
no,
hey.
No, not lucky. No. Stop, peasant. Not lucky. Blessed, my son and stars. Blessed.
I stand corrected, baby. Blessed. With a capital B.
Hey, from the looks of this, I mean, from listening to you all, you are blessed. And she said you know all, Coco. Since you know all, Coco, who do you got in this matchup between Bray Wyatt and Daniel Bryan?
Well, see, I'm going to call it right now, man. Bray Wyatt ain't going nowhere. I think he's going to retain this title. But I think somebody is going to pop up. And judging from what I've been watching, I just got a strange feeling that good old brother Matt Hardy, the broken one, the walking one, might just pop up and give some aid to the Fiend. I just got a weird feeling something extra is gonna happen tonight.
Trust my beloved's feelings.
We will. Well, how do you feel about it? How does your better half feel about tonight's Royal Rumble?
I'm excited to see all that is happening, and I leave that to my son and stars to answer. Never addressed me by anything else except for your grace, because I work as style and grace. So address me as such.
Yes, you got it.
Ooh.
Sorry,
shut
my queen.
Shut the front door. Close the bag.
My, your grace, peasant.
Kiss the pinky, huh?
The pinky is extended.
Heard. All right, we got about 7 minutes to go in this show. Coco, any final thoughts before we wrap this show up?
Well, I just want to say thank you for having us on the show. I'm looking forward to the Royal Rumble tonight. We're going to have a ball, baby. We're going to rock and roll, doo-wop and show stop. We're going to have a party over here. We're going to have a good time. We're going to have pizza. We're going to have nachos and all the good while we're watching the wrestling show, baby. Yeah. It's going down tonight, baby.
It'll be fabulous.
Oh, my God. Can't wait. It's going to be a special night, and thanks for always calling in. And be on the lookout. It may be a post Royal Rumble show tonight. We might be able to talk to you guys again later tonight.
That sounds like a plan.
All right. Have a good one, brother, and much love to you.
All right. Good night.
All right, Dominic, man. We I don't know. Listen.
Ooh.
I don't know about you, man, but people can say what they want, but we are getting a huge following with this show. You know, people are.
At first, I thought it was you trying to build up the confidence. And now I really see we are really getting followers. We are getting a quite a few, you know, fan base.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like we're going to be like what Ric Flair say in a minute, styling and profiling.
Absolutely. But Dominic, if you were in the Facebook universe, you would know how much people love you, man. Like forget about me.
The people
want Dominic. The people want feel some Dominic, man. And don't let the ladies see you in person. They really gonna want you, man.
So. Don't love me like they used to. Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
You wilding out, man. Hey, Dominic, we had a successful show. I know you. Well, we usually talk after the shows, but I'm going to just say this on air. I think this was a good show. We went through these matches relatively quickly. We made some good predictions, but you never know with the WWE. You never know what they're going to do. So we're going to have to sit back and watch and see what happens.
So right now I am watching the opening match, Shorty G versus Sheamus.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like Sheamus is getting the best out of Shorty G, but Shorty G is. That's what we predict is the little injury that could right now. Look like his left side of his ear is bleeding.
Oh, wow.
As we speak, but he's fighting. He's right now, he got the momentum. He's fighting back. I'm giving right now a play-by-play analyst. I know we ain't got that much time, but yeah. People are literally you know, look like they was on in their phones, going to the bathroom, but they kind of stopped now, just paying attention.
Yeah. Hey. Well, you know what? We got about a minute to go, and I'm gonna definitely get my mind ready to watch this Royal Rumble and hopefully see some of this Shorty G Sheamus matchup that's taking place right now. I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. We're approaching. Almost 200 episodes between all the shows on this platform. But I wouldn't want to do any show with anybody else but Dominic, with all due respect to anybody that I have done shows with. It's always a good time. You keep me on my toes, man. I'm not going to cry. But hopefully we can do this again another day.
Another day, another dollar, sir.
That's right. All right, this is the Royal Rumble pre-show with Dominic and Martez right here on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. Have a good Royal Rumble night, and take care, everybody. God bless. We out.